This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that Sansad Khel Mahotsav is providing the country with thousands of talented athletes. Addressing the Sansad Khel Mahotsav through video conferencing today, Mr. Modi said the scale of the Sansad Khel Mahotsav has grown significantly. He said the sports festival is becoming a strong pillar with the mantra of nation building through youth development.
मेरे युवा साथियों, आज सांसद खेल महोत्सव एक जन आंदोलन बन चुका है। अब देखिए देश भर में 290 से अधिक सांसदों की इस कार्यक्रम का योजना करना, लाखों नौजवानों को जोड़ना और 1 करोड़ से ज्यादा युवा खिलाड़ियों द्वारा इसमें रजिस्ट्री करवाना।
Mr. Modi said that in 2030, when India hosts the Commonwealth Games in Ahmedabad, the entire world will be watching towards the country. He said it will be a major opportunity for young athletes.
आने वाले समय में भारत बड़े-बड़े स्पोर्ट्स इवेंट्स को होस्ट करने जा रहा है 2030 में भारत अहमदाबाद में कॉमनवेल्थ गेम्स आयोजित करेगा तब पूरी दुनिया की नजर भारत पर होगी आप जैसे युवा खिलाड़ियों के लिए एक बड़ा मौका होगा यही नहीं 2036 में स्पोर्ट्स के सबसे बड़े आयोजन यानी ओलंपिक्स की मेजबानी के लिए भी भारत प्रयासरत है
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Lucknow today on the occasion of 101st birth anniversary of former Prime Minister Bharat Ratna Atal Bihari Vajpayee. At around 2:30 p.m, the Prime Minister will inaugurate Rashtra Prerna Sthal and also address a public gathering on the occasion. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan, Prime Minister Narendra Modi paid floral tributes to former Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee on his birth anniversary at his Samadhi, Sadaiv Atal, in the national capital today. President Draupadi Murmu will confer the Pradhan Mantri Rashtriya Bal Puraskar on the occasion of Veer Bal Divas in New Delhi tomorrow. The Ministry of Women and Child Development said that this year, 20 children from 18 states and union territories have been selected for this honour, who have demonstrated outstanding achievements in diverse fields, including bravery, sports and social service. The ministry informed that Prime Minister Narendra Modi will also address the children and youth in a national level program on Veer Bal Divas. In Karnataka, 5 persons were killed and many injured when a container truck hit a luxury sleeper bus on National Highway 48 near Hiriyur in Chitradur district today. The East Zone Inspector General of Police, Ravi Kantagowda, has informed 5 dead bodies were found and 3 were missing near the accident spot. He informed that there were 32 passengers in the bus and 25 among them were hospitalized. He also said that among the dead is the truck driver and the bus driver has escaped. Preliminary report says the truck jumped the road divider, lost control and collided with the bus, which caught fire. The bus was travelling from Bengaluru to Gokarna. A compensation of 5 lakh rupees is announced for the family of the deceased. President Draupadi Murmu has expressed grief on the loss of lives in the tragic bus fire incident. India will take over as a vice chair of Kimberley process from today before assuming the chairpersonship from 1st of January next year. The Kimberley process is a tripartite initiative involving governments, the international diamond industry and civil society to prevent the trade in conflict diamonds. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal said that India's selection reflects global trust in the government's commitment to promoting integrity and transparency in international trade. Christmas is being celebrated across the globe today. Christians all over the world celebrate Christmas to mark the birth of Jesus Christ. Churches of all denominations are organizing special Christmas services and events. Pope Leo XIV is presiding over the Christmas celebrations for the first time after being elected in May this year. Today, the Pope will celebrate a Christmas Day Mass and deliver a twice yearly Urbi et Orbi to the city and the world message and blessing. President Draupadi Murmu and Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan have extended their greetings to all the citizens on the occasion of Christmas today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.